We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. I just got a beautiful, beautiful photo. Our pal Emily Morrissey. We talk about Emily's bracelets all the time and how we all love wearing them and want to make sure everybody's wearing them. And her mom had sent me a note saying, hey, you know, Emily's at PT today and sent me a picture. She said, but she's listening to you on the radio. I thought, well, how cool is that? That's so nice. And so I mentioned her. I mean, she's working out. You know, when you get physical therapy, it's physical therapy. And it could be a pain, frankly. But anyway, she sent me a note after Emily heard her name on the radio, and it's just the world's best smile. It really is. Just an amazing, so she made my day. So thank you, Emily. I appreciate that. Operation Varsity Blues. You know, my oldest boy is a freshman at Stanford, and I will tell you that he had to get in the front door because I don't have Felicity Huffman money to get him in the side door, and I have one or two scruples left, so he's not going in the back door. So he had to get in the front door based on his academic record and extracurricular record and all the rest of it. So I look at this Operation Varsity Blues and I think to myself, this is completely and totally unfair. Well, it's playing out now. People are being sentenced as a result of participating in that. But there's a big holdout, this Lori Loughlin, who played Aunt Becky, if you remember, on Full House. So I wanted to talk a little bit about what she might face when she finally gets into the courtroom. Joe Moreno, well-respected attorney, former assistant U.S. attorney, former consultant to the FBI, and I'm happy to say Joe's made some time for us. Joe, thank you for being here.
Jeff, happy Friday. Great to join you on this beautiful autumn afternoon.
It is lovely, isn't it? You're not stuck in a courtroom today, are you?
No, thankfully not. I'm in Northern Virginia and loving it.
Perfect. Perfect. All right, so I want you to put on your big-time federal prosecutor hat for a second. And tell me, is Lori Loughlin's attorney somebody who should be disbarred?
Well, you know, Jeff, it's really difficult, you know, looking in from the outside to figure out what her and her husband's legal strategy is.
Okay.
You know, you've seen sort of the diametrically different strategies adopted by, let's say, Felicity Huffman.
Yes.
Who very early on, right, pled guilty, was completely contrite at her sentencing, said, look, I knew this was wrong. I did it out of, you know, because I wanted the best for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have done it, and I'm willing to take the penalty. And she got it, I mean, look, relatively easy, you know, slap on the wrist, right?
Right.
She had to go to jail. Nobody wants to go to jail, but, you know, 14 days and a $30,000 fine, you know, is not the end of the world.
Right.
Lori Loughlin has taken, you know, the opposite approach, which is basically defiance.
Yeah.
And so far, prosecutors have not taken well to that. I mean, basically, after the initial set of charges that everyone got, all the different parents basically got mail and wire fraud charges, well, those that stepped up and said, I'm not guilty, they got hit with money laundering charges a few weeks later.
Oh.
So now we're talking about 20-year maximum charges as opposed to 5 years. And you know, money laundering cases are serious. So I can guess two potential strategies she might adopt in court if this goes the distance, which it might not. We still might get a plea. One, I could see her saying, you know, I did it, but I didn't realize it was illegal because this is no different than donating money to create a library or name a sports field, right? And people do that all the time.
Right. Okay.
The problem with that is it's not what she did.
Yep.
She basically, you know, allegedly
yes.
funneled money through an entity down in Florida, which then facilitated getting her two daughters designated as members of the crew team
through
this $500,000 donation through this foundation. So that's going to be a tough one. The other strategy I could see her taking is what we call basically a jury nullification strategy, which is like basically, I did it, but I did it out of love for my kids. I want the best for them. And so basically, I'm asking you to find me not guilty and not punish me. It's a gutsy strategy, if that's what she attempts, because, you know, some juries go for that, but most don't.
Yeah.
But I could see one or both or some combination of those two if, in fact, she decides to go the distance and take this to trial.
Now, Joe, do you think, I started by saying, hey, should her attorney be disbarred? And I'm wondering, actually, maybe her attorney is the one who's saying to her, hey, Lori, I don't know how to break it to you. This doesn't end well if you go down this path, but he or she is obligated to follow the directions of the client. Is that correct?
That's right, Jeff. I mean, we're basically advisors, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
we
give our clients the options. We give them the risk and reward analysis. But at the end of the day, they make the decisions. And as long as it's not improper, I mean, we can't take a client on the stand if they're going to lie or something like that. But, you know, an unwise decision, at the end of the day, they're the boss, they pay the bills, and they face the consequences. And so all you can do is guide your client the best way, give them the best advice you can.
See, now here's the problem that I'm running into, and Joe Moreno is joining us. Joe is a brilliant guy, former federal prosecutor, consultant to the FBI, United States Army veteran, father to seven, all-around nice guy, and you won in the talent competition at some point, right? I want to list everything, Joe. I want you to get all the love you're entitled to.
You're very kind. You're very kind, Jeff. Thank you.
But here's the deal. This case is going to be heard in the Joe Moakley Federal Courthouse in Boston. And your jury pool, that's my neighborhood, right? So I look at this and I'm thinking, wait a minute. You are going to bring people in to sit on this jury potentially who their entire life, with the exception of a handful of people who live in Wellesley, everybody else has said, yeah, my kid can't get into Harvard. I mean, this is going to be a jury comprised of people that look at her and go, oh, yeah, we've seen this one before.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're absolutely right, Jeff. And part of being a lawyer is knowing your jury pool. I think there's already a perception among people that even if you follow the rules, the very wealthy have a big leg up on the rest of us because of their ability to make large donations. Now, when you take that and kind of compound it with illegal behavior, where they're not just making donations, but making sort of these payments to facilitate, whether it's to fake that the kid was on a sports team or prop up their SAT or ACT score, people know that that's not right. And so it's sort of like doubly insulting. So that's why I think that those strategies I outlined earlier, they're really risky.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that I had heard, and I don't know if this, I heard that Lori Loughlin and her husband, who's a big clothing designer of some sort, they were worried that a conviction would hurt their brand. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. At this point in the process, hasn't their joint brand taken a ding or two?
I mean, yeah, that's a subjective, decision. I mean, a determination, right? I think that there is a lot of value in, you know, if you're caught, it's one thing if you absolutely feel you have a legal or factual argument that you're not guilty, I get it. Fight it out.
Right.
But if you've been caught, I personally think that it can be a lot better for your brand and your reputation and your livelihood to sort of take a Felicity Huffman.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, or a Martha Stewart, where, you know, basically people have recovered from these kinds of things. If they show contrition, if they do their time, if they show some semblance of acknowledgement that they did something wrong, I think that's a lot easier to come back from than a guilty verdict after a fought out trial and possibly a lengthy jail sentence.
That's a great point. Joe Moreno joins us, former federal prosecutor, now a partner with Cadwallader, right? Is that the that's the
firm? You
got
it. Okay. That's right, Jeff.
All right, can you explain this three-letter acronym? Because I've heard that this comes into play with all of this, AOR. I was told that with the FBI and the U.S. attorney and the federal judges, they want to see an acceptance of responsibility.
Ah, yes. That's used in some jurisdictions. Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, that's a fancy way of saying we want to see contrition, right? We want to see acceptance of guilt, and we want to see an acknowledgement you did something wrong.
Yeah.
And so you can get, once you've pled guilty, if you make an acceptable acceptance of responsibility, then you can get credit toward your sentence.
Oh.
And so, there's almost like even after you've pled, there's acceptable and unacceptable ways you can conduct yourself at sentencing. Believe it or not, some people kind of change their mind and try to plead guilty, but then kind of try to wriggle out of responsibility when it comes time for sentencing.
Yeah.
And what prosecutors and what judges want to see is they want to see ownership of what you've done.
Okay.
They don't want to see you trying to have it both ways, where you
right.
plead guilty, but then try to wriggle out of it. So either you're all in for fighting
mm-hmm.
or you're all in for pleading.
Interesting. Interesting. And federal judges are not really known for their sense of humor in the courtroom.
That's an understatement, Jeff. Yeah, no. I mean, I wouldn't mess with a state court judge either, but federal judges are particularly interested in decorum and how you conduct yourself, both as a lawyer and as a defendant. So, yeah, you want to stay on the straight and narrow there.
All right. So how much time does and Lori Loughlin and her husband seem to be the holdouts at this point? Everybody else seems to be sort of settling up along the way and saying, yep, you know what? I'm taking my punishment. I screwed up, blah, blah, blah. How long do they have before it simply becomes too late for them to try and plea this out or get some sort of an acceptable resolution prior to trial?
Well, a lot of them that are still holding out, I mean, they already missed the boat in the one hand because, you know, a lot of them, like I said earlier, have been hit with money laundering charges in what's called a superseding indictment.
Oh.
So the opportunity to just take a knee and basically plead guilty to wire fraud, that lasted about a month. So they had from about mid-March to mid-April of this year.
Okay.
Now the ones that are facing money laundering charges, they can plead guilty, but it's unlikely prosecutors will basically drop those charges. So it's going to be a guilty plea, including bank fraud, wire fraud, and you know bribery, and perhaps money laundering. So, you know, you can still plead,
right.
but now your minimum sentence is going to be more. And so, you know, they've already missed the boat in one respect, but at some point, you're right, the clock is going to run, and they're going to say, okay, it's time for trial.
Yeah.
And you can technically plead, you know, even during a trial, even up to the point where the jury, you know, renders a verdict, but at that point, the prosecutors and the judge are going to be less and less inclined to give you a good sentence, because they're going to say, look, you wasted a lot of time, you made us jump through a lot of hoops, and our patience with you is that, you know, it's basically pretty short.
Wow. Wow, this is great stuff. Joe, I appreciate you making time for us. I want to get you back, obviously, to talk about this and some of the other matters that we see playing out in some of the federal courtrooms around the country, if you are so inclined, my friend.
I sure am, Jeff. Anytime. It's a real honor to be on with you.
Well, thank you. That is Joe Moreno, a former federal prosecutor, not just any federal prosecutor, by the way. He was the DOJ's national security federal prosecutor. Just aces. He's now a partner with Cadwallader, one of the big-time legal firms, an Army combat veteran. And I'm not kidding you, father of seven. God bless him. Father of seven, great guy. But there's some great insight and really, really interesting stuff. Do you want to join us for the Walk to End Alzheimer's? We'd love to have you. Now, here's the way this is working out. We've teamed up with the Alzheimer's Association. Again, the Walk to End Alzheimer's happens on November the 2nd at the Bon Secours Washington Redskins Training Center. And it's actually the largest event in the world to raise awareness and funds to help fund the care, the support, and research to end Alzheimer's. So if you would like to join us in this fight to end Alzheimer's, you go to WRBA.com. Right there, you click to register. By the way, there's no entry fee. You can start collecting donations right away, and we'd love to see you again November the 2nd, Bon Secours, Washington Redskins Training Center. Register at newsradiowrba.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.